Unit 9. Safety and sanitation rules in the restaurant kitchen. Track 26.
Hello, everybody. My name is Simon, and today I would like to inform you about the top safety and sanitation tips for a restaurant kitchen. Tip number one is to keep in mind to wash your hands. Wash your hands before cooking and after using the bathroom, touching your hair or your nose. This is highly important. If you do not wash your hands properly, you could contaminate the food. Using single-use gloves when preparing food might also be an option. Cross-contamination is also an issue when handling raw ingredients like chicken, beef, or fish. Meats and ready-to-eat foods should never be placed next to each other or on the same shelves. You have to use separate chopping boards for raw meat, poultry, and seafood. My next tip is to clean and sanitize all food contact surfaces. This includes the tables, the coolers, and the oven. You have to make sure that everything is clean and sanitized. Keep in mind that there is a difference between having something clean and having something sanitized. If a surface is clean, visible dirt, such as crumbs or spilled liquids, have been wiped off. Sanitation means to remove all that is invisible, especially bacteria and other germs. You always have to make sure that you have a clean towel to use, and there should be some sort of sanitizer in the kitchen as well. What's more, all food should remain properly stored and refrigerated if it is not being used. It is also a common rule to never cook while wearing dangling jewelry to avoid injury. Imagine a bracelet getting tangled around the pot handles. This can be very dangerous when you are dealing with hot liquids, for example, when making soups or stews. Moreover, you should only cook in clean, appropriate work clothes. Keep long hair tied back, and wear your headgear to make sure not to contaminate the food. You also don't want anything to accidentally catch on fire. It is best to make sure you know how to prevent and how to deal with fires in a kitchen. You should also know how to use the fire extinguisher in an emergency. Make sure to follow these rules in a restaurant kitchen, and you will be able to avoid a lot of accidents.